criteria should be used in determining who lives and who dies. Finally, the fifth issue, are there any other options, such as casting of lots, which is what American law calls for? Should we do that if we're in such a situation? First two questions that I raised are very easily answered according to halacha. The first question was, what obligation do I have to care for my own safety and well-being? And halakhically, it's an unequivocal answer, and that is, every Jew is obligated to care for his or her own safety and well-being. No Jew, under ordinary circumstances, certainly has a right to commit suicide. No Jew has a right to injure himself or herself. And the rabbis, Chazal, learned this out from a variety of biblical verses. Very famous pasuk in Bereishis, Va'ach es nafsho seichem, Ach es dimchem nafsho seichem medrosh. I will require an accounting of everyone for what they do with their blood. You can't injure yourself. You're responsible and answerable for your life. The underlying theory that the Rishonim spelled out very beautifully is that God created human beings in his image. To injure a human being, including yourself, is, as it were, to diminish God's image. Since God provides human beings with body, as well as soul, these are not man's possession to do with as he pleases. So according to Jewish teaching, without elaborating much more, the answer to the first question I raise is simple. You are certainly obligated to care for your own safety, should you ever be in a situation like William Brown. Go to the second issue, and that was, what obligation do I have to others in such a situation? Here also the answer is very simple. It's inherent in Parshas Kedoshim, the Ahakto L'Reyachal Kamocha. We've already said what the situation is for Kamocha. Whatever it is for a Kamocha, for yourself, the Ahakto L'Reyachal Kamocha. I have that same obligation to every other Jew. Perhaps, we'll have to see. We'll have to see. We'll see. And it's spelled out even more clearly two verses earlier in that same parsha. Lo samo daldam reyako. You may not stand idly over your brother's blood. If your neighbor is in danger, you may not stand idly by. You have an obligation to come to that person's aid. This is the mitzvah of Hatzolah, the mitzvah that every Jew has. The Rambam summarizes this, and the Rambam's words are incorporated in the Shulchan Aruch, and I'll just read it in English translation, because it's a major principle of Jewish teaching. Anyone who can rescue a friend, but chooses not to, violates the law of Lo Samo Del Dam Reyako. You shall not stand idly by your neighbor's blood. Whoever sees a friend drowning, or being mugged, or being devoured by a beast, and doesn't rescue the friend, or if he learns that evildoers are plotting against his friend, and he doesn't inform the friend about the danger, or if he could wield influence in any way in order to upset the plan of the plotters, anyone who does not do so is in violation of the law of Samod Adam Reyafo. You shall not stand idly by your neighbor's blood. It's these two answers to the first two questions that create the ethical tension of the William Brown and also what went on during the Holocaust. Because on the one hand, I'm obligated to seek out my own safety. On the other hand, I'm also obligated to save my neighbor. But on the William Brown, I can save my neighbor only by destroying myself. I can save myself only by destroying my neighbor. The question now becomes one of precedence of life. In such a situation, whose life takes precedence? We'll talk about it. Terrific.
How about if it's
Isaiah's Dovah Losas? This is
Isaiah's Dovah Losas.
Which laws I say do you have in mind?
Losatmo.